It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of the Dennis Stuckey Show. We're here every Monday through Friday, 3 until 5 in the afternoons now. And we open up our Thursday show with some guests on a subject that I am not an authority on. So I will apologize up front if some of my questions sound stupid, but I'm trying to learn. Tim Langolf is here. He is the head coach of the Port Huron Northern Volleyball Program. One of his players is Brooke Bowerman, and she is here on the show as well. And they have to go to practice at 4 o'clock, so we have to get all our questions in here in the first segment. But thanks, guys, for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Outstanding. Let's start with earlier this week. You beat Marysville. It was in three straight, but looking at the scores of the match, other than the first game, it looked like it was a pretty tightly contested affair, as I would expect. Marysville is a great program.
Oh, absolutely. That we always know when we play them, it's going to be a really competitive match. But we were really looking forward to it because they're still up in the red. We moved down to the white this year. So it was definitely one on our schedule that we were looking forward to. I'm glad we still got to play them in a crossover game. And I'm sure it was exciting for them as well, you know, except for the result.
What did you think of the match, and what was the toughest part about what was going on?
I think the toughest part for the team in general was trying to stay mentally strong throughout it all. I mean, it's a home game, and you have all of your family and friends there, but you could see in, like, the second game that we kind of lulled a little bit, but we ended up pushing through, and that was the best part of it.
I'm going to assume during the off season, just like basketball or any other sport, the girls are playing volleyball in rec leagues and whatever, and you probably play with and against all these girls that you go up against all during the school season.
Mostly not really so much in rec leagues, but like Valley Grass, they would play against them in that. But they do play in their own club teams. And then just, it's mostly just Northern oriented stuff in the summer, open gyms and some scrimmages that we set up at other schools. Now, we could see somebody like Marysville, but we didn't actually see them at any of our scrimmages this year.
You mentioned Valley Grass. That has become a Northern thing after being a Marysville thing for almost two decades. How much has that helped your program, and do you encourage the girls to go out and play in the summer at Valley Grass?
Oh, I always encourage. The more they're touching the ball, the better, but it's also just a great event. I don't know if it recruits players per se, but it is a great opportunity for them to get in and play. Most of the girls that do play in Valley Grass are already involved, you know, starting in middle school or even some of their younger sisters that are in elementary school, because the youngest level is 14 and under, but it is a great event for Northern for sure.
One of my interns over the summer, Mike Mahaffey, participated on two teams in Valley Grass, a co-ed team and an all men's team. And he didn't want to talk about it afterwards.
Brooke could probably vouch for that more. Yeah, she knows Mike better than I do. I know who Mike is, but that is funny, though.
Is an event like that, though, a lot more fun? Or are you as competitive at Valley Grass as you would be at anything else?
Oh, it's really competitive. You get really into it. Yeah. I treat it just as any volleyball game.
All right, tell me about some of your teammates. To go off of what happened this week against Marysville, I saw that Sammy Klink and Haley Schell were two players who did well along with you. Who on your team are the stars for you right now?
I think Haley Schell, honestly, she is unstoppable. If I get the ball right where she wants it, there's no way that anyone can block it. And when she blocks the ball, it's straight down. There's no way that you can even get it up.
Yeah, I will vouch for that. So the sky's the limit with her. Sammy's also a key part. Also another one of our captains. But, you know, the game of volleyball is, for me, who's played multiple sports, it is one of the truest team sports, or maybe the truest team sport there is. It takes so many things to go right on one play to make a great night.
Now, you guys on Saturday will go to Croslex. This is a tournament, so guide me through this. How many games will you play on Saturday, or do you hope to play on Saturday?
The most we could play would be seven. You have your pool play first. You play four matches in your pool play, and then you move on, and you go to the quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals, hopefully. Yeah.
Who's going to be out there, and who do you think is the team to beat?
Oh, absolutely North Branch. They're the number one ranked team in Class B right now. They've I want to say they've won Class B two out of the last 4 years, I believe. They're always a perennial powerhouse up there, just like Marysville always has been in the years past. They are definitely the team to beat. And Brown City, who I think is ranked three or four in Class C, but you know these schools, just because of their class, their programs are outstanding. So, and Crossox is always tough. We've already seen them this year. We beat them once, but you know it was a really close match down in Marine City Quad that we had. So they'll be really tough. And I believe Marysville's there too. So I didn't look at the other half. I only kind of looked at our pool. So it should be a good tournament. It always is every year.
Yeah, you mentioned North Branch. I believe they have a girl that's one of the top 10 in the state or something like that.
I would believe that. Yeah, I think she's up for it. Yeah, I believe she is. Yeah. Again, I usually don't worry about some of that stuff till the end of the year, especially if they're not in my class. I don't have to worry about them in districts and stuff, but I do hear through the rumor mill, somebody tells me, so then I start paying attention to them a little bit, because a head coach, you vote for some of those players.
Now, Brooke, is that a little intimidating, or once you get on the court and start playing, you don't really actually realize who's on the other side?
It's not really anything you realize. It's just you go out there and you play as hard as you can no matter what. I mean, we've played against girls who are going D1 every single year, so it's nothing new.
Yeah, you've actually already faced a lot of good players, haven't you?
We have, yes.
All right, now are you a senior now?
I am.
All right.
Yeah, four-year varsity player.
This is your sixth year at the program. You were doing things, though, before you came to Northern.
Yeah, actually, it's my eighth year, and I've been at Northern for 4 years as assistant, but I did a lot of club ball, coached a lot of club ball before that. Basically involved in the sport as far as coaching for over 20 years and been playing it for over 30.
Unfortunately, we lost Roger Adolph way too soon.
Absolutely.
What was it like working with him? What did you learn from him?
I would not even be involved with Northern Volleyball if it wasn't for my friend Roger. It's still near and dear to my heart. I guess, you know, we had a really couple of nice years while him and I were coaching together, 4 years as assistant. I wouldn't even have been prepared to be a head coach. Coaching club ball and being the head coach of a program are completely two different things. There's just so many nuances that go into it. And, you know, when Roger was sick, I was actually on vacation, and he handpicked me to take over it, even as an assistant, instead of somebody from JV or the freshman coaches that had both been there for a few years. So it meant a lot to me. I've never forgotten it. And without him, you know, I wouldn't be sitting where I am today. I hope I'm doing him proud.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right, guys, help me out now. Let's see. An assist, I think I can figure out. A block, I think I can figure out. What's a dig?
It's when someone hits straight on at you and you get up a perfect pass.
Okay.
Yep.
And a kill is obviously when you get a point.
It's when you hit straight down and it hits the
floor. Yeah, when the setter sets the attacker and the attacker puts it away.
So then that would be different than service points.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a service point is when you're the actual server and you score the point. When the rally, you gain the service point as a stat.
In tennis, they get aces all the time. Is that rare in volleyball?
I would say it's probably equal to tennis. You probably see, between the two teams, you'll probably see 4 to 7 a set, you know.
I'm thinking in gym class where they used to make us rotate so everybody played each position and everybody had to serve. Is that what goes on in a high school volleyball game?
No.
You still have to rotate by rule, but it is role specific. So somebody could strictly only be a front row player and then they get subbed out for a back row player and vice versa. It is nice. That's what makes volleyball a great sport. You can't be too short or too tall. You know, there's a role for everybody.
And during the Olympics, I see there's always a player who has a different color than the rest of their teammates.
Yeah.
Who is that, and would I have to worry about it if I came and saw a high school match?
No, it's a pretty easy rule to understand once you know. It's the libero. They are allowed to substitute for more than one person in the back row, and they're allowed to serve once in a rotation. So, yeah, it's just multiple substitutions. It's allowing your best defensive player to be on the floor for as long as they can. It was designed to keep plays going, keep rallies going, because the best defensive players get more digs and stuff like that.
I would think a libero would be something that I'd see at an opera. You ever get to play that position?
No.
Where do you play?
I'm the setter. Yeah.
You're the setter.
Yes.
And Brooke is the quarterback of the volleyball team, to put it in general terms for people.
So, and actually, you're not really short, in my opinion, but you're the one that gets it up there for the big people to slam over the net.
I am, yes.
All right. Now, I can't touch the net, but can I reach over it?
Yes, you can. Yeah, but you can't. You have to wait until the ball breaks the plane of the net, the imaginary plane that goes up, and then you can reach over.
All right. Well, yeah. For a novice, what else should I know about it?
That is a really good question. You kind of caught me off guard with that. Brooke, don't look at you. All right.
I got it down. You played a 25.
Yeah.
Do you have to win by two?
Yes. Yes.
And you said in tournaments, in pool play, you can end in a tie because you just play the two matches.
Yeah, you don't play best out of two out of three. So if you split with the other team, each team gets one win. That's considered a split.
And then I've also seen, though, that if it's tied 2-2 and you go to a fifth game, you only play to 15.
Yeah, that's a league rule. I think sometimes it just girls are tired. I think it's more prevention of injury, I think, is why they turned it to 15, but still win by two, no cap on that. So you could end up having a 32-30 game in that, even though it's up to 15, you still have to win by two.
And I still have never seen a match go. I've seen a match as short as 20 minutes, maybe, when it was a good team against a not so good team.
Mm-hmm.
But you rarely play more than an hour, do you?
No, I think the other night, even in three games, it was probably. I mean, the average game is usually 20 to 25 minutes, and they're usually over an hour, but if it's a five-setter, it could get close to 2 hours.
All right, and the whole time, it's just flying by for you, huh?
Oh, yeah. I don't come off the floor, not once, so I'm pretty much going at it 24-7.
Yeah.
All right, while you have a chance, is there anybody you want to say hi to?
Hi, Mom.
I'd like to say hi to the rest of the volleyball team. A great group of girls. We're so proud of them. They really put the effort in. We're really proud of them.
And girls off air, coach said it was going to be a grinding practice.
In the heat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just kidding. But you guys will. You'll practice for 3 hours today.
Yeah. Yeah. And if I could say, we're also doing the Walk for Kids' Sake that I know that Chuck's involved with, and we're running the games for that. It's something we take pride in as community service as a Northern volleyball team. So we're really looking forward to that. This will be our 12th or 13th year being involved with that as well.
Yeah,
so,
and I'm always out there Sunday. Absolutely. At the park. So if I bump into you guys, don't be surprised.
Okay. That'd be great to say hi.
All right. Tim Langolf and Brooke Bauerman, thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you.
And good luck the rest of the way. And maybe I will come out and
that would be great. You're more invited.
All right. We'll take a quick break and back with more. We're just getting started. Maybe Sheehan will show up. Maybe he won't. He's a busy man. But we'll hold out hope that he'll be here at some point. Talk a little high school football when we come back.